Good morning. This is Julie Fair with the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce. And joining me today is my friend, Miss Chelsea Helder.
Good morning, Julie.
Good morning, Chelsea. So, Chelsea, what's going on these days?
Ah, so many exciting new things have been happening. I am now with Ellis County Title Company.
Yay! Ellis County Title Company. And I think that's Ryan Pitts is over there, right?
Yes, he's the CEO. It's a family-owned company, and he is the CEO of the company.
How cool is that?
It's amazing.
He's such a nice dude.
He really is. He's awesome. He's been a blessing to work with.
And isn't he recently on the school board and some things like that?
He was. He was recently elected, and he is on the school board. He also sits on the Waxahachie Chamber Board, too.
He sure enough does.
Yeah.
I do declare. So what is your role at this job?
I am Director of Escrow Operations.
That sounds very important.
I'd like to think that it is. It's exciting.
Yeah.
It is.
What will you be doing?
Well, I'm going to be managing some of those day-to-day operations in regard to escrow. I'm still closing. I'm still an escrow officer. I'm still going to be closing all of my realtors and lenders that love me and followed me.
Yeah.
But just, you know, helping with some policies and procedures and innovations that are going to happen and some changes and expanding for us.
That's pretty cool. So how long have you been in the title industry just in general?
Okay, so you want me to say that? I'm going to give my age away.
No, because you could have started when you were like 10.
Well, okay, so 2006.
2006, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. It's almost 20 years.
I'm aware.
You like how she said that? 2006. All right. So I don't know that everyone out there knows a lot about title companies. I have been involved in some sales and things like that. And so I know a little bit. But what I do know is that y'all protect people selling or buying from finding out later that somebody else actually owns the property. That's it. What I would say in a nutshell. Is that pretty right?
I mean, you're pretty accurate. I mean, title insurance is what protects your property rights.
Okay.
Yes.
So is title insurance something people have to have in Texas?
No, they don't. It is optional. However, I would hate for someone to not get title insurance. I mean, it's a one-time fee every time you buy a house.
Yeah.
And it's a negotiable thing of who pays for it, either the buyer or the seller.
Yeah, that... Oh, really?
It is.
They can split it, can't they?
They can split it. I mean, it's a negotiation. The contract's all a negotiation.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah, I would... Yeah, I don't know that I would want to risk that. It's kind of like... It's even more important than travel insurance because it's actually an investment that's a lot bigger than just traveling.
It is one of the biggest investments you'll probably ever make if you're buying a home. So I think I would rather have that insured than my travel.
Well, and what's funny, you know, like knowing that there are so many things that could be the case and you don't even realize it. Like I had heard one time somebody say something about, oh, we didn't know that they had a long lost family member, or they have a long lost such and such, and they didn't even know they had a long lost family member, or whatever the case is. There's so many things that could happen. Like, what's something that you've seen happen?
That's actually happened before, where we've had a brother and sister come in and they wanted to sell mom and dad's property, but they didn't realize that there was a child from a previous marriage that they knew nothing about. And we uncovered that. And unfortunately, we had to be the ones to tell them about that.
Oh, family feud.
I mean, it was a little dramatic, but and people get through it. So you have to just make sure that everybody's interest, who has potential interest, deeds out their interest and it's conveyed properly that person can't come back 20 years down the road, knock on your door and say, hey, I own part of this. And that could be an issue. And it has happened.
Well, and to me, it's kind of fair. Also, let's say you were the sibling who didn't know that that brother and sister that you didn't know about is selling something and you legally have a right to that. That's kind of fair too.
Yeah, and that happens. People will give us information about the family and they will forget to tell us about a sibling, but we do pretty thorough investigation and research and we can find it, and obituaries are usually what gives it away.
That's crazy. So you get to do research.
Oh yeah, I can research better than the FBI.
Huh. I got some things I want you to check into. Okay, so tell me about the title business just in general.
Well, it's a relationship business. I like to say that. I mean, and I think any kind of customer service position is a relationship business. But the title insurance industry, we are very heavily regulated by the Texas Department of Insurance. So we are one of the few states that have set fees that is based on the sales price. So we can't negotiate those fees. It is already preset. Okay. So it's not a matter of shopping different title companies because your title insurance policy is going to be set on your sales price. That's about relationships. So that's what it's based on.
So price isn't the factor?
No, it really isn't.
Okay, so does the realtor determine who gets the title or works with the title company, or does the person do it?
Ultimately, it should be the buyer and seller who are negotiating that. Now, your realtor is going to sit there and recommend a title company because, of course, they have relationships with all of us.
Right. And they're comfortable having used...
Exactly. They know who they like and who they don't like in the community, and they're going to sway you to go a certain way. But it is ultimately the choice of the buyer or the seller and the negotiation process.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So you have already built up relationships. You're from here, right?
Born and raised.
So I forget that you're from here because you're so much younger than I.
No, never.
You like how I didn't end that in a preposition? Made me sound smart. So, yeah, I didn't realize it because you were younger than my youngest sister, which means you are really young.
I mean,
that means I'm really old because that you also have 20 years in the title business. Oh my gosh, I'm going to quit talking because I feel like I'm just digging myself in a hole. So, all right. So you have lots of relationships in the community, and then you went to work for a company that has, how long have they been here?
Ellis County has been in the community since 1935, so we're approaching 90 years next
year. Oh, that's pretty cool.
It's amazing. Like I said, family-owned business. Phenomenal. Phenomenal people to be working with.
That's cool. Yeah, Ryan's a nice guy. I feel like that would be a really good deal, like a day-to-day. Like, you know what? It's a good day-to-day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what else would you want to tell us about... Is there something you think that people assume and they don't know, or like something you always wish you could tell somebody in the customer?
I don't know. I was recently on a panel that talked about real estate, and they said, what's the one thing that you would tell consumers? And don't lie to us. Because we will find out. Mm-hmm. And I hate saying that, but we're digging around for driver's license, socials. We're getting all kinds of information from you. And I know it's a lot. By the time that you reach a title company, you've been dealing with your lender. Mm-hmm. And they want everything, including your blood type, I think, sometimes. Yeah, so by the time they get to us, they're just done. They don't want to talk to us anymore. They're excited, though. I mean, they're buying a house. Mm-hmm. But we have a lot of information that we need to gain from you. And it's really just to protect you and make sure that we have as much pertinent information in the system in regard to who you are and what you're doing.
It seems like once it gets to y'all, that's usually turned around pretty quickly. Like y'all have to research and really do some hard work fast, because by the time, maybe I don't understand how this process works, but it seems like by the time you're closing on a house, somebody says, yes, I want this house. Yes, I'm selling this house. Agree on the price. It's only like 30 days, right?
I mean, again, negotiation, it depends on how fast they
are
trying to
close.
Per the contract, I think that we have 20 days to submit a title commitment back to you guys.
Yeah.
But again, we have several different title plants that are already, Ellis County has their own title plant here, meaning they already have access to research the documents in Ellis County. So it's pretty quick.
Yeah.
And several other counties that we're licensed in as well. It just depends. I mean, sometimes we get rush orders and we got to turn them around within a couple of days or day, same day, just depends.
What?
It,
and
it's
you happened. Have little squirrels in the background checking references.
It's like a duck. Like you see a duck swimming across the pond and it just looks smooth
but
underneath
really,
they're just paddling as fast as I can.
Oh, that's a, you know what? I love that analogy. I'm going to use that. I'm going to use that at some point. I don't know. I don't know that I can use that because I probably look like I'm paddling as fast as I can at the time. But
just,
that's good.
Just know that we are really, really hard at work behind the scenes. You don't know a lot of what we're doing. But we are a disinterested party.
We don't
represent the buyer. We don't represent the seller. We can't be a part of the negotiation process. We rely heavily on your agent, your realtor, to kind of give you the back and forth information. We do get a lot of, they want to tell us everything, which is fine. We don't mind hearing it, but we can't there's like no emotion in it. We can't have that. Sometimes we just have to facilitate the transaction. We are. We want to make sure that that the buyer and that the seller and that the lender stayed in the contract and did what they were supposed to do.
Everybody gets what they're supposed to get.
Mm-hmm.
Works nicely together.
And that we're able to issue a policy not only the owner, but to the lender. Because the lender gets a title policy as well. They have mm-hmm. to insure their asset that they are lending on.
You're so smart, Chelsea.
I don't know about that. I've just been doing it for so long.
All right. Time to wrap up. If you have any questions, if you want to get to know Chelsea, if you want to work with Ellis County Title, what do they need to do?
Well, they can email me or they can call Ellis County Title, which our number is 972-938-2601. My cell phone number, and anybody's always welcome to text and or call, is 917-605-0440.
You have all that memorized. That's so good.
It's a blessing and a curse.
And like I always say, if you forget any of that, you are welcome to contact the Chamber and we'll help get you connected. But that's Ellis County Title Company. And what's your name again? Tell the group what your name is.
My name is Chelsea Holder with Ellis County Title Company, the Director of Escrow Operations.
All right, Chelsea Holder, thank you for your time today, and we'll see you next time.
See you.